Welcome to Pop Culture Roulette for all your pop culture needs. We're America's podcast. And then we'll have just played our cool new theme song provided to us by Nick Testa from Night Beast, who I will recommend listening
Right.
to. All right. So today, well, normally the last couple of years we've been doing a lot more Halloween content, but this year, because of the project that I can't talk about, Jeremy going back to school, we just have not had the bandwidth to do as much Halloween content this year. So maybe
And
next year.
no mention of my lack of anything in life.
Well, I mean,
I'm doing this. Jeremy's going to school. Justin exists. It's fine.
well, I'm just saying, if the two of us were doing what we're doing, it's not like you're going to take up the or have the ability or want to pick up the mantle and try to do all 31 days on your own. So
I barely wanted to one day
so
as a
but it
group project.
But I figure we should do at least one or two episodes of some spooky content. So today we're going to talk about some Halloween urban legends. So, and Jeremy has his voice changer that he bought for a fairly cheap price at Walmart that he seems to
And
really be
only
enjoying.
God knows why.
Well, I know why.
So many different reasons.
I'm going to give you a couple. I'm going to give you one keyword. And then you're going to decide which one you want to talk about first in which order. So you've got naughty,
Okay.
scary, classic, creepy, true, a second true, speculative, Halloweeny, triskaidekaphobia, or dubious.
Naughty.
Oh, you want to start off with the naughty one? Okay. All right, so I was wondering if that was where we would go first, but all right, married couple getting ready to go to a Halloween costume party. All of a sudden, the wife comes down with a really bad headache.
Wait a minute. What's the premise here?
This is the naughty urban legend.
Oh, it's just a general naughty. Okay, I gotcha. I gotcha.
We'll get to the naughty part. Don't trust me.
Yeah, you piqued his arousal.
Oh, hey, yeah. Oh,
How did I gonna start?
you're gonna. All right. So the husband in this scenario is wearing a bear costume.
Okay.
So right before the party is they're supposed to get ready for to go to the party, the wife comes down with a really bad headache and can't go, and
Typical.
somehow convinces the husband to go to the party on his own. After about an hour. So she takes some Advil, does something, lays down. After about an hour, hour and a half, she feels better. And she goes, oh, I'm going to go join him at the party. Gets to the party and sees her husband flirting and dancing with every girl at the party.
As one
So
would do.
she decides she's going to get back with him, back at him, by seducing him. She takes him to the bedroom, one of the bathroom at the party, and fucks him. And then leaves the party right away. And so then, a little bit later, the husband comes home and the wife's like, oh, did you have fun at the party? Like trying to set him up, right? Just trying, and he's like, ah, it was kind of
That's
boring.
entrapment.
It's kind of boring. I didn't really do anything. And she's like, and he goes, actually, you know what? For that matter, like I got to the party, I didn't really feel it. And I went and joined the guys for playing some poker. And she's like, well, you must have looked really silly wearing a bear costume playing poker. And she goes, oh, he goes, no, I actually. When I got there, I gave the bear costume to my dad, and he had the night of his life.
Oh my God. Oh man.
All right. Here's the thing about this story. I found at least four different versions of it, different costumes, different family members, or different just best friends.
Yeah.
Every one of them ended the same way. where the wife, the husband has the kicker of, oh, it was my brother, it was Steve, it was,
It was your brother.
it was, yeah, just, either
That's
way,
a different website.
it was your brother.
I don't know, it was, I gave the costume to my dad. It's a pretty, sketchy. This is the problem with this story, other than the fact that
Everything.
everything. Why wouldn't the husband know what she was wearing? Like
Yeah.
that's part of the story that never made sense to me. Like, so he's got the bear costume, or it could be any costume. It has to be a full face costume, though. That's the other version. Like, every version had a slightly different version. But every one of them was like, the wife shows up and somehow the husband didn't know what she was wearing. Like, because I'm just
Yes.
saying, like, if you're planning, like, I would assume if you go into a couple's Halloween costume, you'd plan like a couple's costume.
Yeah.
Her vision was really blurred from the headache, and she was forgetful.
I And I'm also gonna say, there's just certain things that you would know would be different on your husband than, say, his dad
Like the old
or
balls.
Steve. Wasn't gonna get that technical, but all right, yeah. Like,
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean,
yeah, so
it's
there,
pretty obvious.
that's one of those, it's one of those urban legends that people like to tell, but it's just a funny anecdote. Like, people try to tell it as like a true story, but more than likely it's never happened.
Yeah.
No. Okay, so now we've got scary, classic, creepy, a couple of trues, speculative, Halloweeny, triskaidekaphobia, are dubious.
Classic produce.
We gonna do the classic one?
Yep.
Classic.
Classic produce.
All right, drugs and candy slash needles slash razor blades. The drug has always been, it's been ecstasy, acid, fentanyl, LSD, rat or ant poison. Like I said, needles are, in 1982, Chicago went nuts. The mayor of Chicago actually was so freaked out, she issued a public statement urging extreme caution, saying that she wouldn't even let her own children go trick-or-treating. Trenton, New Jersey went so far as to pass a law imposing a minimum 6-month sentence for passing out any sort of tainted candy. Vineland, New Jersey straight banned trick-or-treating. Whatever was happening in the air in 1982 freaked people out. The best I can figure was that was also around the same time. Do you guys have you ever heard of the Tylenol murders?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, kinda.
Yeah.
Familiar with that, yeah.
That was what completely changed consumer safety, because, some, and to this day, we still don't know who did it. Put a bunch of cyanide and Tylenol bottles and killed a bunch, like 9 people.
That's insane. Good nut job.
Thanks, Obama.
I don't know how much he had to do with it. I mean, he probably would have been in Chicago in 82, but I'm not sure. Sociologist Joel Best says of 5 known actual news stories of kids being killed, 4 have been recanted or retracted, and 1 was done by the child's own father, that Pixie Stix story that we talked about.
That was like heroin.
Yeah, heroin or whatever. Like, he killed his own kid. He actually got he received lethal injection for that one.
Ooh.
So, like, yeah. So, but again, like, it's not like some random neighbor like handing out heroin filled pixie sticks. Like, he like it was clearly intentionally doing something, The earliest known story that anybody can find of poisoned candy came from 1958. There have been, and since over time, there's been approximately 200 reports. Every one of them has been come back as a hoax or done by the kids themselves. There was a child who took a bite of a candy bar and was like, oh, there's poison on it. It tastes funny. So they ran into the hospital. tested him and tested the candy bar, and they're like, oh yes, this candy bar absolutely has poison on it, but it's on the side that the child didn't bite.
What is he
And
trying to accomplish there?
well, I don't know what his goal was, but basically they, after they were like, that's weird. So only half this candy had poison on it, and it wasn't the half that he bit. How did you know it was poison? And finally the kid broke down and admitted, yeah, he did it. Like, it was
Should
him.
have made him eat it.
This is what
We'll
you
teach
get.
you. There was another one where a kid found a pin and a Tootsie Roll, and they blamed the neighbor. And for 20 years, I'm guessing there was a lot of animosity between the two families, because the neighbor was like, I didn't do it. And the kid was like, he did it. Well, 20 years later, the kid finally admitted, no, I was the one who put the needle in the can and the
Oh my
Tootsie Roll.
God. What a little shithead. 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years. Yeah. I mean, I think that the reason that this myth continues to exist, like, I was reading on Facebook this year because they were going on about like rainbow fentanyl or some nonsense that they were making up, and just reading all these stories and like reading on the comments were like, this is for real. Back when I was a kid, I found razor blades in my apples, or I found it. And it's like, no, like, it's never happened. There's not one credible story of it ever happening where randomly, like, it's ever happened. And I think the reason why this myth exists and is so pervasive is it happens to involve the most vulnerable of us, the kids. You know, and
I found a bag of pennies in my candy once. That was weird.
yeah, but that's not gonna, well, I mean, if you eat it, it'll hurt you, but I mean, you have to hope that the kid's not dumb enough to eat can you know
Eat pennies.
eat pennies. And
Jokes on
honestly,
you.
it does seem kind of realistic, but the one thing that most people tend to not think about, drugs are expensive.
Drugs are bad.
So, well, drugs are bad, yes, but drugs
Okay.
are expensive. You're not
Okay.
gonna go buy a bag of heroin just to give it out. Plus, like, if you're gonna give the first taste away for free, you're not gonna hide it in candy and hope that the kids remembered, A, what house it came from, and
Right.
B, like, that they knew what they took and would come back for
Yeah, kids are poor too. They don't have money.
it. Right. That's not the customer base that you're going after if you're a drug dealer. And then you have to remember that the news media functions based is functioning based solely off fear mongering and sensationalism. So they're gonna report on it, whether it's true or not, because it's easier to recant and be like, we got it wrong, than just not report it at all. So, you know, it's just, I don't know why people continue to force the narrative. Like I said, I was reading on Facebook, and I can't tell you how many of these comments were just like, I've done it, or I've had it done. Oh my God. And it's like, no, stop it. Stop lying.
Yeah.
This is probably a story that we've told on this podcast many times and many years over, but let's do it again. Trick-or-treating, when you guys were growing up, when you came home, did your parents do the candy check?
Nope.
Never.
Not really. No.
Early on, my parents did. My mom especially was concerned. She definitely got really wrapped up in all the reports or
Yeah, and every peanut butter
fear.
cup was bad.
Ah, yeah, exactly. Gotta check
No.
all these.
No.
When I was younger, I don't remember what age they finally let me just do my own candy check, but we'd come home and they'd have like a bed sheet or like a big towel on the floor, and we'd have to pour all the candy out. Anything that didn't look right or had a ripped label or just it wasn't like wrapped right got thrown away. Which, I mean, I guess, look, at the time I was like, what, how dare you? And I guess looking back on it, probably the right choice. But like, if there was anything that wasn't like a popcorn ball or like a caramel apple, if I couldn't tell them whose house it came from, it got tossed. Which, honestly, come on, I was probably tossing it anyway, because who wants a popcorn ball?
That's fair. I mean,
Yeah, it,
those caramel apple suckers are good.
yes.
Stick to your
And
teeth real bad, though. Of
I'm quite positive there was some candy tax taken.
course. What is your take on caramel apples and candy apples? Do you like them when they're the whole apple, Or do you just prefer dipping it in the caramel?
The whole
I,
apple's too much work.
yeah, it really is. Like I like slicing the apple and dipping the apple in caramel.
Agreed. All right. That just
It's
is
just
it
it's too.
also because of the facial hair?
It probably has a lot more to do with it now than it used to. Like, back when I was a kid and I didn't have facial hair, it probably wasn't a thing. But now that, like, you and I have the long ZZ Top style beards, I mean, I'm sure that the last thing we want to do is eat some giant sticky substance.
Yeah, no pass. All right, go on. Just as a general question.
Right.
We are against the caramel apple on a stick.
Okay. Well, I'm not again, like other, if you want to enjoy it, sure. Fine. I just personally wouldn't
Well,
choose it.
if you want to get me one, I'll eat it, but it'll be a struggle. I'll probably just
No.
cut it up anyways.
Noted. Watch Jeremy struggle to eat caramel apple.
Like,
All
my
right.
dad got me one of those big Heath ones from Frank's the other night, and it's like, where do you even start with this effing thing?
Oh, dude, I
Basically,
remember.
you start by getting a knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a. Well, when I used to work at Walmart with both of you, and they had like the 3 packs of like the taffy apples or the affy apples or whatever they called those things.
Affy Tapple.
Yeah, and then like they'd go on sale, so I'd buy it. I'd take it home, and I'd just take a knife and like cut pieces off, like right.
Right down the stick and then cut it into
Yeah,
quarters.
I'm not gonna try to figure out how to eat this thing. All right, so all right, do we want to go creepy, true? Well, there's two trues: speculative, Halloweeny, triskaidekaphobia, dubious, and I think oh, and a scary one.
Let's do a true one.
Okay, true one or true two?
True one.
Okay, mummified body found in a haunted house, fun house was real.
Oh, yes,
Cool.
that is true.
That is true. In 1976, while they were filming an episode of The $6 Million Man in a fun house slash haunted house, they found what ended up being a. They were moving some stuff around, and one of the dummies they thought where they were moving around, like part of it fell off, and they were like, that's not what the inside of a dummy should look like. So they immediately reported it, only to find out it was real. It was a gentleman by the name of Elmer McCurdy who had died in 1911. He was a bank robber and a train robber, and he had died in a shootout with cops in 1911. Undertaker Joseph Johnson had embalmed him and preserved him in a way that like we just don't do these days. And with no family willing to claim him, he put him up in the window of his shop to like sell his wares. Like, look what I can do.
Oh.
Kind of like, if I can embalm this guy that you don't care about, what can I do for your family? And then he kind of became like an attraction, like a sideshow thing. So like he's like allowed you to like take pictures or like, oh, you can look at it for like 5 cents. And then there was some con man who conned him out of the body, and then the body started going on tour. I mean, if you want to read it, there's a really long Wikipedia page on how his body went from 1911 to 1976. Like so many cons, so many like this traveling circus and that traveling circus and this carnival, and the man really just he got around after he died. Like apparently the embalming from 1911 though was really. I mean, it did take its toll because by the time it got to 1976, it looked like a, scary fun house mummy. Like it didn't look like a guy. Like you just, I mean, well, it did still look like, but yeah, he was sold many times, and it was funny. And then somehow, the $6 Million man got involved. I don't really know how in the pre-internet days, so between 1976 and 1977, they were able to track down the version of the story that everybody now has. But they gave him a proper burial in 77. So in a year between when they discovered it, figured out who he was, there was still no family that wanted to claim him, but I think he's buried somewhere in Oklahoma now, because I think that's where he died originally. But yeah, it was like they were moving it and they're like, oh, this might be real. We should
Jeez.
probably tell somebody.
That's crazy.
All right.
Now in today's day and age, we can't stop filming.
Yeah,
Yeah.
just keep
Brush it
going.
under
Don't
the
say
rug.
anything. Just keep moving. Of course it's real. All right. Another.
Halloweeny.
Oh, Halloweeny. Okay.
I've just been enjoying listening to Halloweeny.
Right. Mike Myers is based on a real person.
All
Not,
right.
not. All right. So some claim that it was Stanley. Oh, good Lord, my writing. Stanley Steers, a spree killer in 1923. John Carpenter said that it was Ed Kemper, the serial killer from the early 70s, who was 6'9", which has to be a record for like the tallest serial killer. Also, apparently Carpenter visited a mental institution where he met a 12 to 13-year-old kid that really haunted him. So that one kind of does falls apart, and Carpenter himself has given multiple versions of where Mike Myers has come from.
What a liar.
So, it more than likely what it is that it was a combination of all of them. Kind of taking a little column A, little column B, little column C, and kind of mixing them in together to that magic that was the William Shatner mask.
Oh, that was brief.
Yeah, some of these are pretty short.
That's one pump Halloweeny.
One pump jump.
Well, I did say weenie.
And hollow.
Right, so we got dubious triskaidekaphobia, some speculative, another true, creepy, and scary still.
Let's go creepy.
Oh, okay, that one's going to require a little of work because I got to show something to you.
Oh,
ooh,
on
this audio podcast.
Well, I will do something to put the picture up there. Where did I? All
Hey.
creepy.
right, creepy. This photo right here. Can you see it well, or should I need to?
I can see it.
Yeah, we can see the creepiness.
There we go. A little bigger there. Okay. See that gentleman there in the center, or the person in the center there
Hard to miss him.
with the black mask?
Yeah.
1962, the black mask party goer slaughters 7 party guests and has never been caught or identified to this day.
What?
The FBI has found the mask in 1969 and are still looking for the perpetrator.
How is there no like anything they can get off of in today's knowledge with DNA off the inside of that mask?
Well, also, I'll give you a little bit more of the story. So he locked the house from the outside and then proceeded to only manage to slaughter. Obviously, there's more than 7 people in this picture, right? He only managed to kill 7 of them before he took off and ran away. Somehow, after having locked the house from the outside, got in and then also got back out.
There was only one way in the house.
I don't know. There's not a lot of diagrams of the house from 1962. So here's this picture here, and that's all they have to go on. But here's the big thing, the kind of the interesting part of the story. There is no such crime that happened in 1962. There's never been a report of a mass murder. And the FBI likely would not have had the tech to definitely prove that the mask was used in 1962 and 1969. Like, DNA wasn't really a thing until like mid to early 90s. Other than this photo, they had not. Basically, what this photo is that back in the day, you couldn't go to Walgreens or Walmart and buy your fancy Halloween costumes with the nice mask. You had to make them all yourself. So this is just a really odd, poorly made Halloween costume at home.
Nice. I'm
All
gonna
right.
go as that guy this year.
Don't do
Absolutely.
that. Absolutely, you should.
Maybe that
And
was the
then
inspiration for Jason's sack over his head.
maybe. All right. So we're just busted Halloween myths all over the place. Just call us the Mythbusters. All right, where do we want to go next?
Let's go with the fear of Triscuits.
Okay, Triskaidekaphobia, the legend of the 13th floor.
Ooh.
Every town I've ever lived in, and I know the two of you have pretty much only lived in the one town, so
I briefly
that
lived in another and another and another.
you've pretty much only lived in the greater Milwaukee area for your entire life.
True.
You've to be true, you've barely even left the state, so
I'm getting better.
you are getting better about it. But every town, I mean, I remember growing up in Memphis, and then when I moved to Atlanta, I heard the same thing. There's a haunted house downtown somewhere. It's 13 floors. It's a little expensive to get in, but if you can make it to the 13th floor, you get your money back.
Ooh.
And it's so scary that no one has ever made it to the 13th floor.
There's a
In fact,
floor, nothing but chainsaws.
that's
And spider wielding chainsaws.
oh God.
In fact, it's so
Chainsaw
scary
wielding spiders. There you go.
that and so
Both
wielding both.
terrifying.
In fact, it's so scary that some people have even died. Like, you have to sign a
Oh.
waiver. It's so scary. Have any of you found this haunted house?
Never.
Never.
I wouldn't even look for it, honestly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care that much.
But I did hear about that as well growing up. That was a big
Right.
one too. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember growing up and you know, being like, oh man, if I had $100, I'd love to go try it. I could do it. I could. Yeah,
Yep.
it's never existed because, like I said, you know, I growing up in Memphis, I heard about it, and then I moved to Atlanta and I heard about it. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. So this is clearly not real. I think there are now haunted houses that call themselves like the 13th floor. Like there's like a chain kind of. I couldn't find a lot of information about them. There's a website, but like it didn't. You know, it seemed to be there was a couple of them spread throughout the country. And now that there are haunted houses so scary that you have to sign waivers, or like, you know, they can do, you know, actually physically touch you, unlike, you know, like if you went to like abandoned, or what's that one that you and I went to up in Waukesha, like State Fair, not State Fair,
Beer grounds,
Fear Ground,
scare
Fear
grounds.
Grounds. Yeah, where like the closest they got to touching you was putting a bag on your head for the last room.
Yeah, and then making you walk like 12 feet and go outside and then just stand in a field
Yeah.
where you can see through the bag.
Right, yeah.
Don't move, you're on the ledge or outside.
Yeah, clearly. It just got really cold. We're outside. All right.
Yeah, I can smell the fire.
Yeah, I mean, it's most of the haunted houses work on just the suspension of disbelief, you know, suspension of belief, and you want to be scared, you want to be there to have fun. But I guess if you want to take it to the next step, you can go to some of these haunted houses where, like, they can actually waterboard you, or, you know, do crazy things that.
That'd be cold.
Yeah, I enjoy a good haunted house. I mean, I haven't been in a while. I enjoyed going to Fear Ground. What's funny? I went to Fear Grounds with you, Justin,
Yeah, the scare grounds.
for the Scare Grounds, and then I know that I went to Hill Have Eyes with Jeremy and his sister. Those were both a lot of fun. That was where I discovered how much Jeremy is afraid of chainsaws. And
Oh, yeah.
unfortunately for him, so did the guy with the chainsaw discover that.
She hasn't changed much. Still freaked out at one just this year, actually. I was at abandoned and got chased by a chainsaw guy. So it still affects me.
Okay, in my head, it's the same guy. He just moved
Yeah.
from Hills Have Eyes over and he saw you and was like, it's that guy.
You remember. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Slip of a 20, go chase him.
Jamie's over there just going, he's really afraid
Yeah.
go
Go,
get
go. Here's $10. The guy in the porta potty, he's terrified.
him. I mean, you don't really like going to haunted houses very much, do you, Justin?
Nah, never have really been a big fan of them.
Is there anything like in a haunted house that would get you like, all right, you got 13 floors, like the first couple, whatever, you know, but you get to like floor like seven. Like clearly if floor seven is the chainsaw wielding spiders, like Jeremy's out, like he ain't making it to floor eight. Well, like what?
I don't know what would be up there that would Spider, I don't know. I don't really know if there's anything like I'm super afraid of. There's things I don't like, but I don't know if there should be anything. I'd be like, all right, I'm out.
Work, retail.
You walk in, it's just an accurate representation of
Yeah.
Walmart. You said, I'm out.
You must stock these shelves.
Not quit.
No,
It ain't worth it.
for free.
And you'll get the most annoying questions for 8 hours.
Oh, God.
Do you like this toothbrush or this toothbrush?
Yeah, it'd be like being in an episode of Superstore. No, I don't know. What about you, Nicholas?
I was, as I'm asking you that question, I realized you were about to turn it back on me, and I'm like
Course.
you. Like, I don't, there are things that, like, I don't, like, enjoy, but, like, I don't, like, I really don't like hair when it's not attached to the human body.
What? As a hairy individual, what?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really, like, afraid of it. Like, I just it just creeps me out. Like, I don't necessarily want to be involved in, like, if it's attached to the body, sure, whatever, I don't care. Like, go for it. Like, you want to be hairy, be hairy. Like, great. But, like, if you just have, like, a big bag of, like, hair, like,
Just walking through like a hallway of fans that people are just dumping bags of hair in.
See, that would be gross. Like, especially, like, if it, like, was almost getting in my mouth, like, yeah, that would just,
It's like being tarred and feathered, but you're being
hair. I, you know,
glue and haired.
I don't know if that'd be enough to get me to quit, though. It might. That's just, it gives me the chills, like, in of itself. Like, it's,
Yeah, I mean,
All
there's things I
right.
don't like when you see people getting like fingernails ripped off, or I'm not a big fan of like slime and putty and stuff, but it's not like, oh, I couldn't do it. I'm still terrified of it.
The one thing that kind of gets me, like if I'm watching a horror movie, is like close up of eyes and like stuff going in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
I don't,
not.
I, an odd thing, I don't like the feel of cotton. Like cotton ball that's like jammed into like ibuprofen and you got to pull it out. I don't like that feeling.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, 'cause aren't you currently wearing a cotton shirt?
Nope, currently naked.
No, I can see you. You can lie to the people on the podcast all you want, but we would be canceling this podcast if you were at least, well, I mean, who knows what you're wearing under below camera, but it, as long as you don't prove it, I don't care. Like, show up wearing a shirt, that's all I ask.
I usually sit in the dark. You don't know what's going on.
That is true. That is true. All right. So that's that. If you want to put a together a haunted house that would end all three of us having hairy or chainsaws, spiders with chainsaws, also holding bags of hair while being in a very accurate representation of Walmart.
Yeah. Can you imagine
Yeah.
like a giant spider with chainsaws in each of its arms?
Terrifying.
Yeah. I'm not
That might
afraid of spiders.
even creep me out.
Yeah, to say, I'm
Yeah,
not afraid of chainsaws or spiders, but that, a spider big enough to hold that many chainsaws would, I think.
know what else I don't like is walking bare feet on the floor at water parks. So if they made me walk bare feet and it was a water park type floor, that would also add to it.
Water shoes, Jeremy.
Yes, next time I'm do totally doing water shoes. It's fucking gross, man. All those feet and urine. There's urine everywhere, probably, at those things.
There's urine everywhere, regardless of where you are. So,
Yeah,
yeah, but I'm
the
not
world is
stepping
our
in
toilet.
it. The world is our toilet. Earth, our toilet. That's our slogan.
Our toilet Earth.
Welcome to the toilet of the sky.
That's the advantage of being a guy. We can pee anywhere.
Our toilet Earth.
Yeah.
Bumper sticker.
All right. So what do we got here? We got dubious. We
Movie.
got speculative, true, and we got scary.
Spooky, scary.
Okay, we
Sounds
want to do
tense.
scary. Wait, did you just say tits?
Spooky scary skeletons.
Oh, okay. What does it say?
A perv.
Spooky, scary tits. Like, when you're afraid of tits, that's a whole nother podcast that we might need to go down.
Yep, terrified. Fill a room with them.
Yeah, whatever you do, do not throw a bunch of them at me right now.
We did have that episode called Scary Boobs once,
Oh, yeah. Was that Billie Eilish who said that people
no,
were.
that was Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why she wasn't getting good movie roles, because people were scared of her big boobs, not the fact that she's a terrible actress.
Classic.
Covered that
All
one
right.
already.
So this one's scary, and this one's going to scare Jeremy. It's about a chainsaw. No, it is about one of his other fears, though. So a woman decides to run over to her grandma's house
Okay.
and dig through the attic to build like a vintage Halloween costume. She grabs a wig from her grandma that was up in the attic, and then she goes to the party. And then at the party, all of a sudden people start freaking out, running away from, because all of a sudden out of the wig comes hundreds of spiders.
Ah, gross.
Yeah,
That's so awful.
yeah. Much like the naughty story we said earlier, there's about 13, 14 different versions that I found of that exact story. So who knows where it came from? There might be a kernel of truth in there somewhere. Like maybe somebody found a wig and they put it on and one spider came out. And then, as stories tend to do, it snowballed. There are versions of the story that don't involve Halloween. They back in the 60s and the 50s, when they used to do the bouffant hair and the spray paint, not spray paint, the hairspray that would like stick it straight up,
The beehive.
the beehive. Yeah, some of them were it was a poisonous spider, and the girl or guy, depending on, because there's also versions of it where it was dreads. The spider like bit them, and then like they just collapsed, and then when they were at the hospital, they're like, this was a spider, So who knows? It's another one of those, like, because there's so many versions of it online, it's kind of hard to believe any of them. Like, if there was one consistent version told, then you'd be like, oh, okay. Maybe there might be some truth to that.
Spiders are crafty, so I mean, they get wrapped up in all sorts of shenanigans and crevices. So I could see some of this happening
And
for
they're
sure.
always just waiting to get you.
True.
Always hiding behind a corner, holding that chainsaw, ready to come at you.
Let's go with truth 2.0.
Okay. So this one happened not once, but a couple of times. 42-year-old woman hung herself and was ignored for many days because the neighbors thought it was just a really weird, creepy Halloween decoration. It happened in Frederica, Delaware in 05.
All right.
In 09, in Marina Del Rey, California, Mustafa Zayed, 75, killed himself on his porch. And then for 3 days, the neighbors just thought he'd put up a really weird decoration, until somebody finally was like, huh, that kind of looks like Mustafa. So they called the cops, and the cops showed up, and they're like, oh yeah, look at that. This is a dead guy.
How long did it take?
3 days.
Poor Mustafa.
The lady who hung herself was up there for a day or two as well. Like, they just, I don't know if it's just a lack of knowing your neighbors, or maybe,
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what the hell? Like, my neighbor t suddenly turned into Tom Savini, like the greatest fucking special effects artist.
Right. You're like, this guy has sucked at Halloween decorations for every year for the last 20 years I lived here. This year, really? Wait a minute. That looks like my neighbor. Like,
Yeah, that's jeez.
yeah, that happened at least twice. And then there were a couple other instances where, like, a kid got hired on at a haunted house, and he, was trying to do part of the hanging, like, decoration, and he went too far and actually accidentally hung himself. And, like, because they were kids and didn't know what they were doing, but that was one of those, like, he wasn't hanging there for days. It was just like a couple of minutes where they were like, hey, wait a minute. Yeah.
Well,
Those
Bobby
two
never
were.
came back.
Yeah, they weren't like, hey, we had this haunted. That guy was hanging there for several days while we had a haunted house. He never clocked out. We should go look for him. But yeah, those two were, I mean, it's kind of sad because one, that meant that for multiple days that nobody really thought to like look for that person.
I guess you
And
could.
then,
Never mind. Yeah,
well,
go ahead.
I'm guessing you were gonna go too far there.
Yeah,
Oh,
go
okay.
on.
But yeah, no,
I
I
gotta
guess
self edit now.
okay. So I guess maybe, if your neighbor isn't known for putting up great decorations and all of a sudden puts up a super creepy one, like maybe you should check on
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's crazy that there have been multiple instances because people use this as an argument to be like, well, this is why you can't make your yard too scary. And it's like, get out of town, you nosy Karen.
Yeah, but then there are the people like you who do it every year. So like if it happened at your house, I could maybe understand it. Because
Yeah.
you go big every year. Well, like
Yeah.
my house, like I barely do anything. For
Yeah.
I'd like to go bigger, but I haven't had time, money. Hopefully in the future I'll be able to start going bigger. But like, if all of a sudden like I go from 0 to 60, like maybe you come ask questions,
Yeah. For sure.
or the people who did it like were like playing the long game. They're like, this is how I'm going to do it in like 10 years, so I got to build up to it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll show them. So now we're down to speculative and dubious.
Speculative.
All right. The Poltergeist Curse. Four cast members of the various different movies have died or been murdered during or shortly after filming of the three original Poltergeist movies. I mean, I don't necessarily know if we have to go over all four of them, but I know like one of the girls was murdered by her boyfriend, like right after filming. One guy died from cancer, like while he was filming. There's
Is
a there's
that
so the
really a curse?
well, this is why they say it's a curse, because they're claiming that while they were filming, several of the decorator, the set dressings and special effects were actually really real human remains, not just really fancy props. And that you took the headstones, but you left the bodies.
Why?
So they're saying that because of that, there was an actual curse. I have a hard time believing that on a Spielberg production, they used real human remains, or that Spielberg was like, we got to amp up the creepiness. Let's use real human bodies.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know Tobe Hooper directed the first movie, but Spielberg produced it.
You say that
So
because you think it was more Steven Spielberg's like hands-on.
there has always been a long-standing belief slash rumor that because at least back in the day, the Directors Guild used to have a rule about how many movies you could direct or have be working on at the same time, that Spielberg just paid Tobe Hooper a lot of money to say he directed it, and Spielberg was really directing both of them.
Gotcha.
Also, people were saying that because Spielberg is Spielberg, he didn't necessarily want to direct a movie like Poltergeist, even though his name is still attached to it.
Sure.
I think basically what it was is that he had a break, because I can't remember which movie he was working on at the time. He had a break, and I think he did do some of the second unit stuff just for fun for a day or two, but I don't think he directed the whole thing. I have a hard time believing that somebody of the caliber of Tobe Hooper would be like, you can throw a bunch of money at me and I'll say, yeah, I directed it when I didn't. Like, if it had been
I'll do it.
like if it had been like me, or like, the director's name had been Alan Smithy, I would have been
Yeah.
like, oh, okay, yeah, no, this was, actually, Spielberg directing it for whatever reason couldn't take credit for it. So I think basically it was like people saying that I think they were like, well, there's no way that Tobe Hooper could go from directing Texas Chainsaw Massacre to something as high art as Poltergeist. So I think it's kind of a slap in the face to Tobe Hooper more than anything.
Sure.
So, all right. And then the last one. All right, Ozzy. And what, Justin, I never remember your cat's name.
Mellow.
Mellow. You might want to cover your ears for this one.
Hold on. We'll cover him. Okay, go.
Black cats are sacrificed on Halloween by Satanists.
Oh my God.
Oh, she's good. She's good looking.
Well, then I gotta cover mine because I mean she's mostly black. She's black and brown, but all black or all white cats are tortured on or around Halloween at such a great number that shelters have banned the adopting of such cats around the holiday. Abductions are also at a high rate, so much that it's even moved to dogs for all black or all white dogs.
What category is this one again?
Dubious.
Okay.
There's a
Yeah.
reason for that. There are actually a shit ton of animal shelters around the country that will not adopt cats at all around Halloween, or black cats, white, you know, all white cats, because of this urban legend, because of this, like that part of it is real. However, there's no law enforcement agency or animal protection group that can provide stats or evidence that it's ever happened. But they all seem to agree that it happens, but more than likely it's just poor behaved assholes rather than organized Satanists.
As
There's
is
no,
usually the case.
right. So there's no statistic that you can say every year 10,000 cats get murdered by Satanist or poorly trained assholes. But there's enough, it's kind of like the candy thing. Like there's no proof that it's ever happened. But over the abundance of caution, like, do I think that my parents were wrong in checking my candy? No, I do not. Has it ever happened? No, it hasn't. But there's not a reason not to check the candy anyway. Same thing with the cats. Like, is there proof that it happens? Not really. But just to be on the safe side, maybe for a couple of weeks, the cat just has to hang out at the shelter. And then, you know, if you really want the cat, you know, day or two after Halloween, you know, we'll let you come adopt the cat.
Yeah.
Come back in November. Oh, November 7th.
Those are all of the big urban legends that I could find. Any ones that you think I missed or you'd want to talk more about?
Well,
Not really on my end here.
I can think of like a few of the like more famous examples that have can't come to mind that kind of are variations of some of like the traditional ones that you spoke about. Like, you know, there's that one from Scary Stories where they talk about like the bride playing hide and seek and getting locked in the trunk,
Oh
you
yeah.
know. Or like the hitch or the not well kind of it's like a there's like the lady who keeps getting like flashed at from the person like following her. I mean, this is not really much to do with Halloween, but it's kind of a scary story. Like the she's getting flashed at as a warning because like someone's in her back seat, but she
Oh
keeps
yeah.
thinking
Oh
like
yeah.
she's being followed by some maniac. Yeah. So those are the two urban legends I always that come to mind at the beginning for me.
Well, one that kept popping up, but it wasn't Halloween based, so I didn't write it down, was the hook. You know, the he had escaped from the insane asylum in the hook
Yeah.
and like you found it on the car door. Like, but I was like, but that's just a scary story you tell at camp. Like that's
Yeah.
to me, that's more of like a summer scary story. You know. That reminded me more of like a sleepaway camp thing, not so much a Halloween version.
Sure. Yeah, I think that was pretty extensive and fun.
Part of me wishes that like maybe John Carpenter had followed through with his original plan with the Halloween franchise rather than drag Michael Myers to death, like have a like the anthology series where they were, you know, every Halloween he just had a different movie. It was just loosely based, you know, on each other, which is where we got Season of the Witch from. But
Yeah.
Season of the, you know. Season of the Witch did not do well, so it never happened, and we went back to just overusing Mike Myers.
Yeah, it would have been interesting to see what they could have come up with. I mean, that just the universe having anything set with like the theme of like the holiday is awesome. Just to look at those spooky aesthetics is like, hell yeah.
So, well, I guess, I mean, I know that our loyal lower listeners out in Smashland here are probably disappointed that we're not doing 31 for 31, but
Yeah, well.
you can't do it every year. Maybe we'll try again next year.
Yeah,
Maybe
hopefully.
we won't be involved with secret projects and have more free time.
Yeah.
Or Justin can just do all 31 days on his own.
Each one will be about 5 minutes.
I'd be really interested in listening and or watching that.
Well,
Five
five.
31 segments for 5 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Well, then.
31
31
5 minute
5 minutes.
segments that when you watch them all together, it makes sense.
I could be interested in that. All right, that's what. All right, next year, that's it. You got 31 5 minute segments, and when they're all stitched together, it better be one cohesive story.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah.
Justin's 31 5 minute segments of Halloween.
Right. Anybody watch anything this week worth talking about?
Chucky season 3 continues to be great. I'm enjoying it. And I don't know if, did I mention this last week? The Bravo 100 Scariest Moments on YouTube. I've been
No.
rewatching that. They did this thing on Bravo like back in the early 2000s that was like 100 Scariest Movie Moments, and they talked to all these like pretty big name directors, like Wes Craven's in it and George Romero before he died. They got interviews with him. And they talk about their favorite moments and they do a countdown. It's like really fun. It's
And
like really good Halloween vibes.
this is on YouTube?
Yeah, if you just type in Bravo's 100 Scary Moments, it'll be like the first one that pops up, and it's like all commercial free. Must have been like ripped from a VHS or something, but
Yeah, that sounds like it's worth watching. I might have to give that one a watch.
it's a fun one. Yeah. Justin, that's it for me.
I started watching the new Goosebumps series. I'm only about an episode in, but so far it's not bad.
So that'll probably be the last episode you watch, and next year you'll be like, I meant to finish that.
That generally is how I do things, yes. So stay tuned.
I'm gonna have to start watching this Chucky series because Jess has started watching
Ah.
it. And
First
she's
season's
already
pretty good.
she's either almost done with second season. I guess she watched the first season and then somehow missed the fact that there was a second season. Because then she saw the commercial for the third season and was like, wait a minute, what? So I'll come in the room and like some just crazy shit's happening, and I'm like, I kind of need to know what's happening, but I don't like you're so far ahead of me that I I need to watch this series because you've been talking about it. She's watching it. She's enjoying it. So,
Cool. Yeah.
I watched Haunted Mansion, that new one with Lakeith Stanfield and Rosario Dawson.
Yes.
It's up on Disney Plus now.
And Danny DeVito.
Oh, and Danny DeVito.
Don't forget about
And
him. Yeah. Jared Leto.
yeah, which I didn't even really know that was him until I saw the credits and I was like, what?
What'd you
Uh,
think of
who
it?
else? He Jared Leto.
Yeah.
He plays like the main bad guy ghost.
Oh, okay.
But like it doesn't really even sound like him, or like he's in such heavy prosthetics that like that you yeah, there's like you could have put anybody in that mask or
Yeah,
costume and
there's like one or two scenes where it's like kind of looks like him, but not enough to be
yeah.
like, I know that guy.
I will say I really enjoyed it. It's a vast improvement over the Eddie Murphy one from the late 90s. I mean,
I did say after I watched it, I was like, I did like this one more than the original.
it
Cool.
was fun. It was fun. The commercials made it look a lot creepier than it really ended up being. But then you have to remember it's Disney and it's kind of a kids movie. So like you can't go too far with it. Although there was definitely some scenes where you're like, This is Disney and a kids movie. Okay. All
Time to
right.
grow. Time to grow up, little one.
Yeah, but overall, it wasn't. It's worth watching.
Cool.
Just
I'll check it out.
maybe don't expect to lose sleep over that one like you would some other
Thank
scary
you.
movies.
Thank you, Lucy.
Oh, God. Lucy brought that over.
Teardrop.
Dad, Lucy, no.
That's a new
Dog.
toy.
Dogs are coming at you with chainsaws now.
Everything wants to get me.
All right. Well then, Jeremy, you want to plug anything or?
I haven't done a lot lately, but I do have a new episode of Freaky Film Club coming out hopefully in the next couple of days. So check the YouTube channel, Media Pod Smash, for up-to-date video content.
All right. You should probably just do that every week anyway.
You really should, yeah.
All right. If you want to just believe everything that the Facebook or Instagram or Twitter tells you, and you're just going to live your life in utter fear without doing any research, just remember that stupid never walks alone.
Comic books have been around for almost a century, and in the last two decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s flick flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.